Hello and welcome again to IPCPR 2019. Barry DePlissa here for Cigar Coupe Primetime Special Edition and El Oso Fumar Takes. So excited, so privileged, so honored to
Thank
be
you.
Sitting here with the Cigar Hall of Famer himself, the godfather of boutique cigars, Mr. Ernesto Perez Carrillo Jr. Ernesto, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, and you know, and thank you for coming by and doing this interview. You know, I love you guys. Let's just put it that way. So,
oh, we love you too, and we love your cigars. We appreciate everything that you absolutely do. And 2018 was a fantastic year for you guys. But I want to talk before we get to 2018. I want to talk about today, and I want to talk about 2019 because 2019 is very special because it is your 10th anniversary. 10 years of this company, but it is just a shining note on the brilliant career that you've had. But for the 10 years that you've had with EP Carrillo, what does it mean to you today to be sitting here amongst all your peers, all your fans, all your retailers, to be celebrating your 10th anniversary for EP Carrillo?
Well, you know, it's when we started back 10 years ago with my son Ernie, my daughter Lisette, it was at that time, we wanted to do something, that the family would be proud of, that we would be proud of. And, 10 years have passed by, and to be frank, it just seems like the first day. We're still, trying to do new things or trying to come up with better ideas or, it's like it never ends. 10 years have gone by, and again, it's like, the first day we started. So it's, it's good. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. I can see those gears turning. You're already thinking about what's next, what to do next, and your mind's always working. I got to say, I would love for one day just to live inside of that brilliant head of yours and figure out what exactly makes you come up with some of these amazing blends. And you've got something very special to celebrate 10 years of EP Carrillo. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that project?
Well, this project, we wanted to celebrate our 10th year in a big way. And what we did is we made a beautiful box, which I think you've seen already.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
And we did it, and we're thinking, let's do like a special cigar, or let's do something different. And they say, wait a minute, we have the number one and number two cigar, number one cigar of 2018, number 2014, the number two cigar. Why don't we do that, but put it in a special shape that we don't have in any of our other lines? And that's why we came out with the double Perfecto, and it just worked out great. I mean, people are loving it.
It's a beautiful vitola showcasing those two amazing blends. One we're going to talk about in just a moment, of course, and the other that earned you such a prestigious award, the number two cigar a few years back as well. Now, we noticed that in that beautiful case where they're sitting side by side, and you get to really see truly how beautiful those two cigars are, and there's a special footband on there with somebody's signature, I noted.
Yes.
So did you sign all those bands?
I did sign all those bands. Now, going forward, we're going to make 1,000 boxes, 20 cigars, 10 of each of the lines. And I hope there's a way that I don't have to sign all those bands. So I'm sure with modern technology, we'll find a way.
Well, for the first few special ones, they're going to be absolutely special, and it is a special, special presentation, and worthy of the 10th anniversary of EP Carrillo. So let's look back for just a second, and then we'll come back to 2019 for a moment. 2018 was obviously a wonderful year for you. Two number one cigars of the year of note, of course, El Oso Fumar Takes gave the Encore Valientes the number one cigar of the year, but most admirably, as showcased over here, Cigar Aficionado honored you with their top honor, one of the most honored posts in the cigar industry, the number one cigar of the year for Cigar Aficionado. Tell us a little bit what that was like when you got that incredible call.
Well, needless to say, I've been in the business now for 48 years, something like that, and I don't know how long, the ratings have gone on. I think it's over 10 or 15 years. And you're always as a blender, as a cigar maker, you always want to reach that status where you're the number one cigar of the year. So for me, when it finally came, you know, and needless to say, myself, you know, my daughter, my son, my whole family was incredibly touched that, you know, that we made it. Basically, that's the way I feel. You know, I've had so many awards, different types of awards, but this was kind of, you know, very special for not only myself, for the whole family. And most importantly, I think, for the people in our factory in Dominican Republic and the people that work with us here, because they're a very important, intricate part of this award that's getting the number one cigar of the year. It just doesn't happen because, you know, I made a blended or whatever, but at the end of the day, they're the ones making the cigars, and really a lot of credit has to go to the cigar makers.
Absolutely. Of course, we're talking about the Encore Majestic, the number one cigar of the year for Cigar Aficionado. Mm-hmm. But what's absolutely probably the most unique thing about the Encore, of course, is that not only did it get that illustrious award, but it was also the first time that you have ever produced and brought to market a Nicaraguan Puro.
Correct. When the idea of this cigar came about, you know, I wanted to do something that was special for this company, something that I had not done before, as far as, you know, using a puro. And this is why I decided to do it with a all Nicaragua tobacco. One of the main reasons was because of the wrapper. The wrapper is a special seed that is being grown by a very good friend of mine, Ernesto Plasencia. So I wanted to, you know, do something, and that was the opportunity to do it with that particular wrapper, because it's not necessarily a Corojo 99 or Criollo 98. It's a special hybrid that he you know, makes up for himself using different types of Habano seeds.
And it certainly turned out amazing, as you and I will both agree, and many obviously have agreed as well.
Yes.
The other unique thing about this particular project was that the Encore presented one little bit of a challenge, but it was totally worth the wait, because this was something that had been on the horizon. We had talked, you know, it had been talked about, and you waited, and you waited, and you finally found, when it was finally perfect, and you finally brought it to market. Tell us what patience in this industry and how it can obviously truly pay off.
Well, you know, the thing, like, and this is the beautiful thing about tobaccos, you know, tobaccos from different regions, different seeds, will react differently to the process that, you know, that you may be used to one type of tobacco. Another type of tobacco you can do. For instance, when I first got this tobacco, I went under the impression that this was a tobacco that was going to be fermented the same as Sumatra or Habano or some of the other tobaccos that I use. And this is where the surprise came in, where about probably after 6 months to 8 months of fermentation, you know, we went out, we made the cigars, we were going to introduce it at the IPCPR in 2016. And at that moment, well, as a matter of fact, while being in the booth, I, you know, there was something about the cigar that, you know, I wasn't getting those flavors, those notes that I was looking for. It was good, don't get me wrong, it was good. But I felt like that, you know, this wrapper had more to offer. So we went back, we stopped the production, and we took the other wrapper that we had, and we put it in tercios. And that's a type of process that goes back to Cuba back in the early 30s, 40s, where the tobaccos are packed in bundles of yagua, which is palm bark.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 6, 7, 8 months of this, the tobacco changed completely. So in other words, this particular wrapper needed that extra slow fermentation that the tercios gave it.
Such a unique process and such a unique project that yielded one incredible product, as I just said. Now, you're known for a lot of amazing products, and one of the things you're known for are the big gauge cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the Nicaraguan Puro that you produced with the Encore, you also, last year, you released a second Nicaraguan Puro,
yes,
the EP Carrillo Inch. But this year, coming back to this year, 2019, is also part. We talked about the amazing project that you've got for your 10th anniversary. You're also doing a very, very special inch for those inch fans out there. Well, tell
Correct.
Us a little bit about this.
Yes, and again, you know, this is something, you know, we're known for big ring gauge cigars. So, you know, when we were talking about doing the Limitada, actually it was Ernie's idea to come up and say, why don't you do an inch Limitada, which we've never done. And, you know, that's where the idea started. And my daughter took over all the packaging, Aubrey, which is, you know, she's great at. And this is how, you know, we have this Inch Limitada now, which is an old Nicaragua filler and binder. And the wrapper is a Connecticut Habano from the USA.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. Really excited about that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And everyone's going to be really excited about that. And you mentioned your family, of course, in the very beginning, and you just mentioned them again. So earlier this week, we got to shake hands. Of course, it's been a little bit since we've seen your son, Ernesto Perez Carrillo III.
Yes.
Of course, your daughter is here as well. Tell us about how special it is to have your family here supporting you on your 10th anniversary, announcing these special projects, and being by your side with your retailers, with your friends, and with everybody that loves your cigars.
Well, you know, the thing about the family, and this is what's, to me, is very important, is the respect that my kids show for me daily, and the respect that I have for them for what they've achieved, you know, in their own individual careers and working here with me. So, you know, for me, that's really the important thing, you know, that the fact that, you know, we've gone through, needless to say, we've gone through a lot of hard times, we've gone through a lot of good times, but one thing that I can say is the love and the respect that I feel for my two kids, that, you know, that's what's important to me. I mean, it's something that, and I say this because, you know, I know there's a lot of parents out there that, you know, perhaps aren't as blessed as I am, but I think that, you know, you have to give your kids a chance to, and you have to show them love and respect so that they can respond to that.
Well, you've certainly shown us a lot of love today, Ernesto. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sitting
down
with us.
Thank you very much.
And it is just a beautiful sight to see what you have brought to this industry, not just in the last 10 years. As I mentioned, it is just a shining point amongst a brilliant career that you have had.
Thank you.
And the best part is, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. I have a lot of plans for next year. I want to, you know, next year, I think one of my goals, needless to say, you know, we make private labels for, you know, some people. We want to, you know, keep doing that because that's very exciting to me to work with different, you know, manufacturers or different people that we work with. But I also want to see how, you know, I start working now more with Dominican tobaccos, which is really what, you know, gave me the notoriety that I have now. And this is one of my goals for next year. Start working more, you know, see how we can come up with something that's really unique for that country.
Very exciting to see. Very exciting for all your collaborations, but mostly excited for your wonderful 10th anniversary.
Thank you.
From Coop behind the cameras,
the man,
myself, Bear Duplessis, for Cigar Poop Primetime, for Cigar Coop Primetime Special Edition, and O. Elsa from Our Takes, we wish you a very happy anniversary and nothing but success going forward, and we're so excited to see what's going to come. Ernesto Perez Carrillo Jr., thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We appreciate
you.
And we'll see you next time.